Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Across the Desk. This is an entrepreneurial entrails episode, and part of it is I just had a really good week, and I wanted to share that with you. Weekend and week, and so there's a reason for this. So part of my business with MCV Communications is being an event planner, and I've done that personally and professionally for about 10 years. And I love it. I love being the runner. I love being the problem solver. I love that strategy component. I really love, you know, seeing what happens when an event goes great and people learn all kinds of cool things. And it's just an interesting role. And hopefully I'll remember the wrap-up point on that because it's significant. So on Saturday, October 21st, which is hard to believe, it's already 6 days ago, one of my clients is the Autism Job Club. And we did the very first autism and employment event here in Halton. And it was specifically designed by the team to bring together service providers who could run workshops that would help people develop, you know, job search skills, but also some fun stuff. So to take people out of their comfort zone. One of our members ran a terrific workshop. Dave Beresford is a cartoonist, and he ran a terrific workshop and showed people how to do the basics of cartooning, and his workshop was full. And when I went in, it was just completely awesome to see one of our members who's openly on the spectrum leading a workshop and teaching other people what he's doing to support himself, which is amazing. And knowing how hard it is to be an entrepreneur, you know, add a, I hate to call it a disability. It's not a disability. And I don't want to use one of those buzzwords of, you know, diffability or whatever. He's just got an extra challenge when it comes to being an entrepreneur. And he handles it beautifully. He does a fantastic job. He's very professional and delivers. So it was really terrific to offer him that opportunity to not only learn from the other workshops, but to actually run one of his own. And Dan Bruce is also one of our members. And he ran a workshop on going from a gamer to a programmer, which, you know, works terrifically for people on the spectrum. Some of the characteristics, and this isn't for everybody, but some of the characteristics can be, you know, very detail oriented and a semi-solitary task and a lot of other stuff. So this is a terrific way to take an interest and potentially turn it into a career. But there were other ones, you know, a huge shout out to who did we have? We had Project Autism there. We had, I'm going to forget everybody, and I'm sorry, I don't have it up in front of me, but it was an amazing event, and I just, that's all I can say. And we had Michael McCreary, who's the Aspie comic, and if you enjoy comedy, and you've never heard of this guy, he's 21, I believe, and I got to know him and his dad, Doug, and just the nicest people ever. And I've dealt with a lot of speakers and you know, everybody from high-end politicians who need to have an entourage and security, you know, down to guys just scraping together a living. And Michael, I swear, I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. And part of it was because he used his life on the spectrum as the fodder, right? So my son's on the spectrum, which if you've listened to me before, you might know. And there is some funny shit that happens with your kid. I mean, we're really fortunate that my son is just an amazing guy. He's very creative and empathetic and caring and imaginative and smart and all those great things. We're really lucky. He's chatty like his mom, so sometimes he gets on my nerves, but I'm sure I get on other people's nerves. And watching Michael bring his life experience, he's one of three, and his oldest brother, I believe, is not on the spectrum, but his youngest brother is nonverbal on the spectrum. And, you know, he's making fun of himself, he's making fun of his brother, talked about his parents, and a couple of the amazing things that happened during that talk, which just makes me so proud to be an event planner and be a part of this. So we had Minister Kevin Flynn, who's the current Minister for Labor, come out to the event. And of course, as a politician, he has a very strict schedule, and his assistant Judy Rivard, who's amazing, was there, and his wife was there, who's just lovely. And of course, he was supposed to go by 10 to 10, to go to another event. And as Michael was speaking, I look over and I look at my phone for the time, and it's 10:30. And Minister Flynn is still there and still laughing like crazy and enjoying it. And I love that. I love that he took the time to come. I love that he understands the importance of this. And I love that he was so entertained by Michael that he chose to stay. And a few other people who came to do some media coverage and what have you, you know, told us that they had limited time, which we totally respected, and they ended up staying. So Michael was quite an inspiration. And at one point, my son was laughing so hard. You know, Thomas can sometimes speak a little louder than he realizes. And he said, "Oh, this guy's killing me. I'm going to fall over and whack my head. I love this guy." And Michael actually called him out. And he says, "Buddy, you know, I didn't quite catch that. What did you say?" But it launched into this probably 10-minute love fest from the audience, who were anybody, you know, under the age of 30 was on the spectrum pretty much. And they just all were so appreciative of him sharing his story and putting a funny spin on the stuff that they have to deal with in life. And, you know, one guy just sat there with his hands out and his thumbs up, and another guy said, "You know, I don't know how to show you how much you mean to me, but, you know, here's my fidget spinner." And other people, it just was amazing to watch. So the entire day was amazing. And I keep using that word, but I've never been involved with an event like this where it has such a huge impact for potential in the community, and not specific to the autism community, but just the community in general. I've been involved with some amazing events that have impacted the business community or impacted the agile community, or, you know, just been, you know, galas or appreciation events. And they all have their own significance on the stakeholders. But this one is going to have a ripple effect, and which I don't think we even understood the magnitude of what that's going to be. And we already had people before the end of the event asking when the next one was, which, you know, that's a good sign. If you're new to event planning, that's a good sign. So I was really stoked. It was amazing. So a day and a half later, I went to an all-day conference myself from ODIN, which is the Ontario Disability and Equity Network, I believe. And it was a full day of workshops and meeting with some key people in the disability community and learning from their workshops and their expertise and what have you. And, you know, it was another terrific day. There was some frustration on my part just because I'm not there as an autism expert. The only way I'm an expert is because of my son and what I've learned working with him. So I had some frustration, although there was a terrific technology there called Avail Support, which is amazing to see. And as I'm developing a software platform, I'm really excited to reach out to them and see how we can integrate their tool into what we're going to be offering in the next little while. So there was some insights and things like that. More so than anything, I could appreciate the amount of work that they had put into putting this event together. You know, terrific food, really nice location. They had arranged a great hotel. We had a terrific evening chatting and getting to know two ladies that came with us. So it was nice to be on the other side of the event phase. You know, I'd gone from being the organizer and the runner to the attendee and sort of learning what to do and what not to do and what have you. So it's just been a really terrific week in that capacity professionally, and it really solidified for me that I want to continue working in the autism community, not just for my son, but for the fact that I have an overdeveloped sense of right and wrong. And right now, what's being offered to people on the spectrum for work is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And for some, this may be, oh, another sob story. For others, you might be nodding your head in understanding, because you either know somebody on the spectrum or just know what it's like to be disadvantaged and run out of support. So it was really inspirational on both ends, for the event on Saturday and the conference on Monday, to just sort of take a look and go, you know what, I can do this. My business can pivot a little bit, and I can embrace doing more of these things so that we can continue to have that community impact. And it also went back to the fact that I'm reading an interesting book right now, quick segue, but it ties in. by Daniel Pink called Drive. And I know it's a, you know, not an older book. I think it's only a couple of years old. But it talks about the intrinsic and extrinsic motivators for people and their work and what they do. And solving problems and being the strategy person really drives me. And this came to light when we had a post-event meeting to discuss, you know, how the event went, what did we do great, what do we could improve. And this isn't the first time somebody's asked me, so what, you know, what do you do during an event? And it's so peculiar. I didn't have a clear answer. And I said, I don't know what I do, you know. And they said, what do you like to do? And I, nobody's ever asked me that. What do I like to do during an event? Or what do I like about event planning? And I was really glad, you know, a couple of days later that they asked. Because what I like to do during events is exactly what I end up doing, which is probably why I continue doing events, which is solving problems and, you know, helping people be successful at the event. You know, we had a situation with a workshop who needed cloths so that they could clean up the paint activity that they were doing. And I ended up solving that problem. And there was a few other things. There was some AV stuff and whatever. And so it was really cool when Marilyn from Autism Job Club asked me, you know, what do you like about doing it? And I realized what the drivers were, which is terrific. So I can't wait for the next event. I'm actually working with Spark the Change India. It's unlikely that I'll be on the ground for that event because I'm actually going to be in Vegas 3 days after that event at an event called HIMSS, which is a health information management system and something. It's just a huge healthcare trade show because healthcare is one of my other huge interests. But I'm a runner for that one too, because there is, again, the problem solving and the strategizing and the helping people succeed. So part of this is to share with you, you know, that revelation that I've been doing events for 10 years and I just now figure out what I really like about it, why I go back to it over and over again, and why I'm successful at it, is because it meets those intrinsic motivators of strategizing and problem solving and doing whatever. And if you're struggling with that, if you can't figure out why you're doing something, there's two ways to go with that. You either need to recognize that if you're not passionate about what you're doing, which I know is a buzzword and I hate that too, but if, you know what, if it doesn't blow your kilt up, then you've got the wrong motivator and you really need to take a look at what's driving you to do what you're doing. And I'm pausing because there's another part to this. So take a moment to find out. I mean, you can either look Dan Pink up and see what he's all about, or just sit down and either, you know, if you need to talk it out with somebody, do that. But take that step. If you find you're faltering a bit, if you're an entrepreneur and your business is lagging and things aren't going great, then it's time to look at why you're in that business. And does it still drive you? And is it doing for you what you need it to do? Because in the long term, the studies have shown that if you are using solely extrinsic motivators, which could be money, rewards, you know, whatever, eventually you'll burn out and your business is done. There needs to be some kind of intrinsic attachment to the product or service that you're delivering in order for you to maintain the level of dedication and professionalism and innovation that you need to be successful in your own business. So it was really interesting to, just to say, to have that moment and realize that, yeah, I'm doing the right thing with events. And the other piece of it that came to mind, I've been struggling a little bit with the social media aspect of the training that I do for clients. I love teaching. I love teaching my clients better ways to communicate, how to use social media, you know, going through with them why their newsletter needs to be changed and helping them solve the language issue. But I was pulling back from it because I don't want to be the person who sets up the Hootsuite and you know, does the curating for content and all that stuff. And thank God I have this amazing staff, Erica Jones, ELJ Digital, and she's currently working for a media agency, and this is her part-time gig for me. And she's amazing at it. She does a terrific job. So all of a sudden it hit me, and I shared with her last night. I'm like, I don't have to hate the social media component of what I offer because I've got you, and she's great at it and she enjoys it. And so that kind of took a burden off, you know, taking that moment to reflect on why I was being increasingly resistant to that aspect of my business, to the point where I'm like, shit, do I have to shut down? Do I have to pivot? What do I have to do? No, all I had to do was find the part that wasn't driving me and find somebody else to do it. So that's my other piece of advice for you out of this week is one, you know, if you're struggling in your business and you are extrinsically motivated and I'm telling you, you're going to get screwed eventually, to find an intrinsic motivator so that you are in it for the long haul. And two, if there's a part of your business that's driving you mental and makes you not want to do it, then see what piece you can take out and give to somebody else so that you can continue doing what you love. Teaching, problem solving, helping other people is what drives me. It's what makes me get up in the morning. It's when I'm struggling with something, I take a moment to remember that that's why I'm here. That's what I'm built to do. And that's what my business is for. And I'm so grateful to have a network that I can talk these things over with and these opportunities for these great events like the Autism Job Club Employment Conference and like the opportunity to attend the Odin Network event so that it just reinforces that I'm on the right path and I can make slight tweaks and continue going. So if you've had any, you know, major aha moments this week, I'd love to hear about it. Sharing those aha moments can sometimes inspire people to go on and have aha moments of their own. So it's worth it to share. That's what podcasts are for. That's what forums are for, is so that we can learn from each other. So share if you've had a moment that has, you know, changed your business or changed the way you think about something or taken you over a roadblock that you were having, then I'd love to hear about it. I'm going to wrap up because I don't want to take too much of your time, and it is Friday night, and I think it's time to go watch Thor for the 625th time, because that's, you know, Thor's the other thing that I'm intrinsically motivated to be excited about, because damn, he's hot. Or it could be Deadpool. I don't know. That's a toss-up. So you can check me out on social media. You can see me at Twitter at MCVComms, Instagram, MCV Communications, website, all that great stuff. I hope you'll check it out. I am building a new website that I'm really excited about, which is going to be a huge step up from the one I built for myself right now. So stay tuned for that launch. And one little other note, I'm at close to 6,000 listens for my podcast. So if you are a regular listener and you've been tuning in, thank you. I really, really appreciate it. It's what inspires me to keep going. It's an opportunity for me to teach in a quick and dirty way. You'll be hearing me next, actually, with my comms tips. It'll be number 3, I think, about did you use a selfie? So check that out. I've got a new podcast coming up. That's going to be about making shift happen, which is a program that I'm offering through my Women in Entrepreneurship group. Really excited about that. And you'll hear all kinds of stuff, more learning, more great things, more opportunities to pivot and be happy. I hope you're having a great night, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at MCVComms, Instagram at MCV Communications, or visit mcvcommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.